Now, Merla Kate-Dineen is an artist who has travelled far and wide in pursuit of the perfect colour palette. She finally found it in the Indian state of Rajasthan, becoming the only woman in the world to have mastered the ancient art of Arash, which is a sort of Indian fresco painting which uses very bright pigments. After serving a long apprenticeship, Dineen has adapted the technique of Arash to create large gleaming sculptures in the shape of flowers, huge eggs or slabs of coloured stone that can be hung as pictures. The effect is beautiful, but the process is hard physical labour. I went down to her studio in South London to see how she does it.
You grind up this marble dust and lime, and basically then you... Here we are in 2007. What do I think I'm doing?
Can't you get a machine to do that?
Couldn't I get... I tell you what, when I was in India, they had this really Heath Robinson event, which they designed. It was hilarious, actually. It was kind of... It had chutes and pulleys and kind of handles, and you turned it. It took forever. Then you got, like, a tiny... After all this incredible clanking and sounds, you got, like, about a tiny, tiny bit in the palm of your hand. It's so much quicker just to do this.
So you're literally just grinding marble.
What you're doing is you pour this sort of lime and marble dust, you mix it up into a sort of cement mix, put it in this central hole.
Pour water in like you would for cement.
Yes, well, it's wet stuff. Look, this is when it's actually being ground up a bit, but look.
That's a white clay.
Exactly. Well, it's lime, looks like white clay, and then this has marble dust in too. So it turns it into a sort of... Oh, God, sorry, I'm sorry. It's as if you're building a wall, a block of stone. So you start off with a sort of plaster base, which you cast, so nothing exists until you build. Everything arrives in this studio in dust format. And then you build into solid matter from there. And you grind layers of this stuff up in series. So you have about 21 layers of this stuff, and you're grinding it constantly, so it gets incredibly dense.
And presumably, because it's wet and it might dry, you can't leave it.
No, that's exactly right. The first layers, you keep wet and you keep grinding them. The marble dust goes into a sort of tight matrix, is that the right word? So it forms an incredibly strong ground. And then the final layers is when you have to keep working on the surface until it dries out.
Can you describe for us, for instance, this piece that we're standing in front of at the moment, which is presumably one of the pieces for your exhibition?
Yes, it will be. It's about 3 foot something by 3 foot something. It's about 3 inches deep.
So it's like a solid block of plaster with blocks of colours on. Well, almost like a Rothko painting, a little
bit.
It's
sort of, it's got about 30-odd colours in there. They're quite muted. It's like a patchwork of colours on this one single block. When you rub your hand across it, it's one continuous solid surface like that.